Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless. Today we're talking about the power of words. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what's helped. Each word is a gift. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. The words that we speak have the power to do great good or great harm. If we speak words of encouragement and hope, we can lift others up. On the broadcast.
Oh, okay.
I got food for you on the broadcast. Call you back.
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, today our topic is the power of words. And over in Proverbs 10 and 14 says, the wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool hasten destruction. You know, all too often in the rush to have ourselves heard, we speak first and think next. With unfortunate result, God's word reminds us that reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. If we seek to be a source of encouragement to friends and family, then we must measure our words carefully. Words are important. They can hurt or heal. Words can uplift us or discourage us. And reckless words spoken in haste cannot be erased. Today, measure your words carefully. Use words of kindness and praise, not words of anger or derision. Remember that you have the power to heal others or to injure them, to lift up or to hold them back. When you lift them up, your wisdom will bring healing and comfort to a world that needs both. Today, we're talking about the power of words. And as we go further with that, think about what you want to say before you say it, because you don't know who you hurting with some words you say. You know, the power of words, coming from Ephesians 4:29, watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. You know, the words that we speak have the power to do great good or great harm. If we speak words of encouragement and hope, we can lift others up. And that's exactly what God commands us to do. Sometimes when we feel uplifted, easy to speak kind words. Other times when we are discouraged or tired, we can scarcely summon the energy to uplift ourselves, and much less anyone else. God intended that we speak words of kindness, wisdom, and truth. No matter our circumstances, no matter our emotion, when we do, we share a priceless gift with the world, and we give glory to the one who gave his life for us. As believers, we must do no less. Today, we're talking about the power of words. Have you ever measured your word? Over in Proverbs 16 and 23 says, the heart of the wise his mouth, and add learning to his lips. You know, God's word reminds us that reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. You've been around people that will say some things that will cut you to your soul, and they don't care what they're saying, when they're saying it or how they're saying it. And when God bring it to their remembrance, they can't take it back because it's already been in the atmosphere, especially when they've done something and said something wrong. If you seek to be a source of encouragement to friends, to family members, and to co-workers, then you must measure your words carefully And that's exactly when God wants you to do to yourself. Vow to be an honest, effective, and encouraging communicator, whether you're at work, at home, and every place in between. You might be on the line with somebody. Talk kindness. Don't speak nasty. Don't speak of things that you really don't know about. We're talking about your words today. Learn how to be thoughtful without being cruel. Some people like to be cruel to you. They don't know how to be thoughtful. Remember that you have the power to heal others or to injure them. Don't you know the words you say could hurt somebody, and the words you say could heal somebody? Choose your words carefully to hold them back. And when you learn how to lift up, you will soon discover that you lifted yourself up too. We should ask ourselves three things before we speak. I'm going to give you these three things today. Is it true on what you heard before you speak it? Is it kind? Did you say it with kindness? Or did you say it with anger and abrupt? And above all, does it glorify God? Think about those things. Do it glorify our Heavenly Father? We should ask ourselves three things before we speak. Again, is it true? Is it kind? Does it glorify God? You know, we urgently need people who encourage and inspire us to move forward. God, and away from the world enticing pleasure. That's what we must do. We need to be encouraged, not thrown down, not disregarded as trash. You know, when you think about that, are you doers of the word today? Or when James 1:22 says, but prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. You know, the old saying is both familiar and true action speak louder than words. And as a believer, we must be aware our actions should always give credence to the change that Christ made in the lives of those who walk with him. Today, we're talking about the doers of the word. Are you doer of the word? So today, you need to be doers of the word, not only hearers. God called upon each of us to act in accordance with his will and with respect for his commandment. If we are to be responsible believers, we must realize that it is never enough simply to hear the instructions of God. We must also live by them. You know, a lot of people like to sell, as I say, raffle tickets. They always want to tell you what to do with their lips. But are they doing it? Have they tried it? Have God told them to do it? Or do they want to do it on impulse, in anger, not with kindness? Are they doing it with wisdom or just because they feel like they should say this and say that to you? Think about the power of words. Don't you know the power of words can kill a person just like if you had killed them with a gun or stabbed them with a knife? Action spring not from thought, but from a readiness for responsibility. Today we're talking about the power of words. And you know, it's never enough to wait idle by others do good work here on earth. We too must act. You know, a lot of people like to sell a lot of stuff to you, but you don't see them picking up doing nothing. They tell you a lot with their mouth, but what are they doing with their action? They're speaking condemnation on you. And if you're not having some discernment to know what God is saying to you, you'll be led to the slaughter, just like a pig being led to the slaughter, knowing, you know, it, as you would say, he's going to the slaughter, and in his fine like mine, I'm going to be killed today. I'm going to be on somebody's table this week or next week. But when you think about the words you say to people, you better think before you open your mouth. I'm a senior citizen now, as they used to say when I was coming up, think before you speak. Count to 10. You know, doing good work is a responsibility that each of us must bear. And when we do, our loving Father reward our efforts with a bountiful harvest. We're talking today about doers of the word. Are you a doer of the word today? Are you having a measure of your word today? Are you seeking God and a source of encouragement to others? You go to your job or you talk to somebody on the phone that's down and out. You should have an encouraging word to them. Not beat them down. Not tell them, oh, girl, I know what you're going through now. Say, you know, that's what saved the Lord. You got scripture in you? Now pick up your Bible and say, turn over to such and such a chapter. Let's read this together. I think this will really encourage you today. That will take you out that bad mood, the attitude, things you saying out of your mouth that you cannot take back. We got to speak wisely, not impulsive. Use words of kindness and praise when you're talking to people, not words of anger or derisive. Learn how to be truthful without being cruel. You know, some people don't know how to be truthful. They want to be cute. Their makeup is talking nasty to you, talking loud and saying nothing when it comes to God. Remember that you have the power to heal others or to injure them, to lift others up or to hold them back. And when you learn how to lift them up, you will soon discover that you're lifted yourself up too. Don't you find yourself when you're ministering to somebody and all of a sudden you feel like, wait a minute, that was for me. That really was for me. And when you think and say, oh, Lord, I do thank you for that because that word was for me. That really was for me. You know, we often times rush to leave ourselves heard. We speak first and think next. How many of you all do that that's listening on the computer today or on your phone? How many of you, just because the enemy say, you blub it out, boom, 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 but then you can't take it back. You go back and ask God to forgive you, but it didn't come out. You done wounded a soul. You trying to lead somebody to Christ. You don't want to go telling them something bad when God wanted you to say something good. You know, reckless words, peace like a sword. You know what a sword go to and fro when you got your hand swinging that sword. And that's where your words go, to and fro. If we seek to be a source of encouragement to friends and family and co-workers, then we must measure our words carefully. Words are important. They can hurt or heal. Haven't you noticed the words you say personally yourself, that what you said hurt somebody's feelings? Or what you said healed somebody of something they was going through, but through the word of God, God gave you what to say to them? Today, I want you to measure your words carefully. Use words of kindness and praise, not words of anger. Remember that you have the power to heal others or to injure them, to lift others up or to hold them back. Do you want to hold people back from what God have called them to do with your words? Talking negative to them, saying all kind of crazy stuff to them. You don't want to do that. When you lift them up, Don't you know you lift yourself up? God is looking down at you. Your wisdom would bring healing and comfort to a world that needs both. And right now, the world needs healing and comfort. We have the pandemic going on. We have to be so careful of the words that we are saying that could affect somebody. Excuse me. We got to really, really, really watch what we saying. You know, a lot of people say a lot of things, and they think it's cute. They think it's okay. But it's not. The attitude and the spirit in which we communicate are as important as the words we say. Let me say that again. Our attitude and the spirit in which we communicate are as important as the words we say. We're talking about the power of words today. I hope this broadcast go around the world today, because we're living in a time and an age where people want to say anything to you, and they want you to swallow it. They want you to be gullible of what they're saying. But they haven't went to God with it. They're just blurring it out of their mouth because it makes them feel good, makes them feel big, like they somebody, some big, big who shot Lizzie, Ron Paul Jones, as they say. But when you think about your words, it has on a person. You'll have to change what you're saying, how you're saying it. Think before you speak. You know, we learned that in school. You don't want to blur out the wrong answer. So think about that a little while before you throw your hands up and say, oh, I got the answer. And then when you run it out, that wasn't the answer. So think. You might make some mistake, but think first. At least you may have something that you are saying will make the teacher or somebody say, well, you know, that is a valid point. That is some value to that. But let me tell you what the answer is. But that, you know, I didn't think of that one. But, you know, when we're talking about our words have power, you all. For life or death, the power of our words. We have to know how we want to use our words before we use them. So today, we want to concentrate on the power of words, on what we're saying to somebody, how we're saying it, should we have said that. And when you think about it, you say, you know, I say the wrong thing. I didn't mean to say that today. So just start asking God for strength today to bridle your tongue for not saying things you shouldn't have said, doing things you shouldn't have done. We're going to play some music right quick, and I'll be right back. I'm going to get me a little water, and I'll be right on back to finish up our broadcast for today.
Trust me. but there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love for a divine refreshing.
Back on talking about a word. This is the last word thing I'm going to give you today. Coming from 2 Timothy 1:7-8. But God has not given us spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You know, all of us may find our courage tested by the inevitable disappointment and tragic of life. After all, ours is a world filled with uncertainty, hardship, sickness, and danger. All main trouble, it seems, is never too far from the front door. When we focus upon our fears and our doubt, we may find many reasons to lie awake at night and fret about the uncertainty of the coming day. A better strategy, of course, is to focus not upon our fear, but instead upon our God. God is your shield and your strength. You are his forever. So don't focus your thought upon the fear of the day. Instead, trust God's plan and his earnest love for you. And remember, God is good, and he has the last word. Fear is a self-imposed prison that will keep you from becoming what God intended for you to be. So today, as you think about that, the power of words, think about how your words have hurt somebody. Your words have killed somebody. Your words have done things that it should not have done. So we give God the praise today. We're giving God the glory today for the power of words. And until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And next week, we'll be back with another exciting topic from Joy and Peace. Until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.